God for the praise. Thank God for you coming out tonight. I just thank the Lord tonight for just giving us strength, for just still reigning over the situations. I had to go and visit my grandson today. He's in the hospital. And man, when I walked in there, as soon as you walk in the lobby, from the street, I mean, they had patients all up and down. I mean, everywhere, up there at the nurse's station. I mean, it looked like a movie. And then I go on the children's side of it, it was just packed and filled with people. And I said, Lord, the doctors are being overwhelmed. It's Isaiah, yes. But he reigns. He reigned over that circumstance. He reigned. You know, he didn't bring Isaiah this far. Isaiah was almost out of here a few times. Yes, he was almost lifeless. But God still reigned. God is still able, ain't he? He still, I said, man, I had to go down there and encourage my son because he got so broken. And something else happened with another son. Then something else happened with another son. I just looked up and said, Lord, I count it all joy. You just never know what God is doing, amen? You just never know how God know how to deliver. That's all I got to say. He know what he's doing. He know how to get them back. And I said, Lord, get them back in this atmosphere. All they got to do is just get a touch of the spirit, you know, the atmosphere, that church atmosphere again. They've been out for so long. All they got to do, and God knows what he's doing. You know it's God when they're calling and saying, look, y'all need to pray. You know God working when they're asking for prayer. Before they were run away from prayer. They finna pray, y'all. We'll be back. But now they asking for prayer. But God knows what he still reigns. Hallelujah. He still know what he's doing. Amen. Over my circumstances, over your circumstances. Amen. God still reigns. He ain't got off his throne yet. When he get off, he coming for us. Is that all right to say? When he get off, he's coming for us. Amen. So God is still on his throne. We do thank God for you coming out tonight. We still going to have a good time. Amen. We know that the word is going to come forth. Amen. And so without any further to do, everybody knows this man, Pastor David Richards. We're going to pass this mic over to him. Give him a great big clap offering, y'all. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. I heard the song said that he reigns. Come on and praise him if you really believe that. How many really believe that? Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come on and magnify him. Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah. If you really believe it. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. God, I believe it, Lord. God is not just a song. God is just not a statement that somebody made. It's the truth, Lord. God, you reign, Holy One. We thank you, Lord, that you're on the throne, ruling and reigning in righteousness, God. We appreciate you tonight. We thank you for all the praises that have gone up, Lord, in this house and how, Lord, you blessed us already. God, just being amongst the saints, you said our inheritance is among those that are sanctified. Thank you, Lord God, that you placed us in this place on this night at this time. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord, gave us the opportunity, Lord. It's a privilege, Lord. God, some people don't see the privilege of being invited, Lord, amongst the saints and being invited in the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to being, Lord, invited into a place where healing, deliverance can take place. God, I thank you for inviting me. I thank you for giving me the unction, the desire, Lord. I thank you for all that you put in us, Lord, to be here tonight. Lord, since we're here, bless us. Rain down upon us. Move in me tonight. Come on, somebody ask the Lord to move in you tonight. moving me tonight, Lord. God, you see my need, Lord God. Lord, you said the power of God was present to heal. God, be present in this house to heal, to deliver, to destroy yokes. Lord, to break chains, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Lift up a standard. Cast down the enemy, Lord God. Do it for your glory. God, you told us that he would come in like a flood, but Lord, you told us that the Spirit of the Lord would lift up a standard against him. Lift up that standard here tonight. Oh, God, do it for your glory. Rain down righteousness like a mighty stream. God, we'll be forever grateful. We'll give you praise, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint me tonight. Use me for your glory. God, give me that ability to preach, Lord, to teach your word. Speak to me and through me, Lord God. Do it for your glory. Let every heart be receptive, Lord. As always, forgive us from every sin. Blot away every transgression. Cleanse us of all iniquity, Lord. Help us, Lord. God, tonight we need your word. Send your word. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. You can be seated. Why don't you look at somebody and say, our God reigns, our God. Oh, y'all didn't say it like you believe it. Look at somebody and say it with conviction, our God reigns. Now say it like you really mean it. Say, my God reigns. My God, make it personal. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. He's my God. Hallelujah. He's not just Paul's God. He's not just Peter's God. He's not just Matthew's God. John, Mark, and Luke's God. He's my God. Hallelujah. How many know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you that are here. Thank God for Brother Al. Give him a hand clap. And Sister Davis tonight, and all the saints here at Revival Center. It's always a pleasure to come and be with you all, and I always look forward to it, and just feel like we're family, and we are. We've been fellowshipping for years now, all the way back to my father when he was alive, and it still continued, and there's something to be said about that, you know. It's just not something that we do because we just feel like doing it. I believe it's a God thing. I think God put us together. Praise the Lord. How many believe that? I don't believe something lasts this long if it wasn't God. Had to be the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's right. And I just appreciate always your love and hospitality and how y'all are so kind to us. And just always feel the love of God when we come here. We just feel the Spirit of the Lord. The atmosphere is always a great atmosphere to come and worship and pray and love the Lord. You know, it don't take a lot of people for that to happen. You know, a lot of people look for the big church and a lot of people in the church for that to happen. The Bible said that the atmosphere would be prepared for him where two or three are gathered together. He said, there I will be in the midst of them. It don't take a lot of people to get it right, you know. It just take a few people to say, Lord, come on down. Lord, let your spirit come on down. That's all it takes is a few people that wants revival, that's looking at this old wretched world and said, this is not my home. I want to get prepared, get ready for the Lord to come on back and gather up his people. How many know he's coming again? Praise the Lord. You can see the signs of the time. It don't take, you don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be Gabriel or Michael. Oh, no, you don't have to be Paul. All you got to do is look around and see the evil of the world and how it's getting worse and worse. And Paul said that in the last days, perilous times would come. He went on down and said, evil men will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And he called those times perilous, and we're there. We are there. And so it's a blessing to be in a place where you could hear the truth. You can get the truth, and I know y'all get it here. I know Brother Al preaches the truth, and all the other ministers that are here. I don't know how many else. Who else preach here? Raise your hand if you preach. You know you preach. And I know she preaches the truth, too. And praise the Lord. And some of y'all that preach from the seat. Some of y'all preach from the seat.
So we thank God for you, and we know the word always is going forth here, and it's a blessing to know you coming to a place where you don't have to worry about, man, if I say something that's you know, might offend somebody or contrary to what they preach. I know what is preached there, and it's the word of God, and I thank God for it. You know, that's all we need to give anyway is the word. We don't need to try to add to or take away. Just give me the word. How many just want the word? It'll do it. It'll make the difference. Praise the Lord. So I love you. I want to say I thank the Lord for my wife and her absence tonight. She gives her love, and she'll be here tomorrow and Sunday. And we bring greetings from Road to Life Church. Y'all know the rest. 402 East Mound Street, Sparta, Illinois, 622-86, 618-443-4158. If you're ever in the area, please come and visit us. And we hopefully some of y'all be down on Sunday, because we'll have Brother Al. He'll be with us on Sunday night. So we're looking forward to that. And so, but we do bring greetings from Road to Life, and thank God for those that have come up from Road to Life. We thank God for Sister Rachel. Praise the Lord. Little Isaiah Jr., Preacher Bo, Preacher Gabe, Sister Alex, and Isaiah Sr. Praise the Lord. Brother Isaiah. So we thank God. Let's give them a hand clap for coming all the way. I didn't know, there were some who planned on making it and they didn't. Some might be here tomorrow. I'm not sure, but some got sick, and that old devil tried to get me down too, but he's a lie and the truth ain't in him. Praise the Lord. So, but when I seen them here, I was like, well, look at the Lord. Praise the Lord. They're just following the pastor, wanting to help support him. I love y'all for that. And I believe God going to bless you immensely. Praise the Lord for your support. If you have your Bibles, we're not going to hold you a long time tonight. We're going to give you what the Lord has given us and move out the way. We do have service tomorrow night and Sunday morning, and I'm just under great expectation of what God will do for us. I don't ever try to make anything happen, but I know God makes everything happen. And if we believe God, it's no telling what God will do. How many know he's still a miracle worker? He's still a miracle worker, and he's the same. So if we come with expectation, you know, some people say, well, you don't have music and all the singing and everything. Let me tell you something. It don't take all that. It don't take all that. I know people want it, but it don't take all of that to get God to move. Come on. Jesus did never say when he went to the people, he went to Lazarus' tomb and he said, get on the Hammond. I need somebody to get on that Hammond and get me ready now. Get me right so I can perform this miracle. You didn't see Paul, none of them stop and talk. I need somebody to start singing and then get a good praise going on so we can get a move of God. See, we done that. We brought all that in. That wasn't God that did that. We made that a requirement for God to move. Thank God for the praises. I'm not downplaying that. But if you think you need that for a move of God, that's not Bible. That's not the Bible. That's contrary to Scripture. What moves God is faith. That's what turns God to us if we believe. And I want to talk about that tonight for a few minutes. The response of faith. The response of faith. Give me the book of Numbers. You know, if you're not careful, this great pool, because, you know, I've preached the message. I may have preached it here once or twice before, called the majority rules. And anytime there is a majority, it has the power to sway you. This is why when you see people choosing government officials, the majority always wins the election. And they sway the people into believing that, okay, this person is going to be a good representative for our country or our state. And in anything we see, I mean, people, some of y'all probably got iPhones. How many got iPhones? Yeah, you need deliverance. You need, yeah, you got that apple. Yeah. but people get phones and all of these different things that we get in this world mainly because everybody has it. Y'all know it's the truth. What was wrong with the flip phone? Yeah. Well, nobody else don't have it. I ain't going to be the only one walking around with a flip phone. So I got to go get a phone like everybody else's phone. Y'all know it's the truth. So the majority is always what sways. It has a power in it, a pull that if you're not careful, you look at how they are doing it, how the majority is doing church, how they're living their life as far as from a religious perspective is concerned, and we'll feel like we have to do everything like them. But we got to stick with the Word of God. We have to stick with the Bible. I don't care how many people go away from the Word, we have to stick with it. If we want to see the Lord in peace, we can't do what everybody else is doing. The Bible told us that in the last days, he said it's going to be like the days of Noah. Didn't he say it? He said when only few souls were saved. He said many, many are going to go on that broad road. He said there's going to be many on it, but few going to be on the straight and narrow way. He always showed us that there's going to be a few that's going to be right in the last days, and there's going to be many that's going to be contrary to that which is right. And I don't know how y'all feel. I don't know a greater prophet than Jesus. I'm going to get to the word. But I don't know a greater prophet than Jesus. And if he said that's how it's going to be in the last days, you could believe that's how it's going to be. He said, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Peter said concerning these false prophets of the last days, many shall follow their pernicious ways by whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Paul talked about in the book of Thessalonians that many were going to go after the lies of the devil, the evil one that would come. Satan would come, the Antichrist spirit. He said many are going to go after that way. So we see all of this transpiring, all of this happening in the time we live in. This should tell us just because we may be a little flock, that means we probably on the right track. Everybody don't want the truth. Have y'all know that? Everybody don't want to sit under a truth that tries to clean you up, wash you up, purify you, help you to live right, help you to pray, seek the Lord. I go to different churches in different places, and I know different ministers, and I see how church has gone so far away from the Bible, so far away from the truth. There's no prayer in churches. This church, Sparta, different churches, there's very few churches that pray before service. They have meet and greet. They have people in the lobby waiting on you. Can go to their place where they give you some coffee and donuts and tell you, here is the bookstore. Go in the bookstore and buy the book and buy the preacher's books and everybody else's books. But where is the prayer at? Where is the seeking the Lord at? Where is making the atmosphere ready for the word to come forth? Because I don't care what nobody said, the fallow ground got to be broken up. Anytime that man come out and put out seed, the ground has to be right for the seed to go in it. And the only way you break up fallow ground, you got to pray. You got to plow. That's what breaks up the ground. I can't just get up here and think I'm going to send you into a place and the ground will be broken up. No, the ground has to be broken up through prayer and seeking after the Lord. See, when the word goes forth, it's going to go into a heart that's ready for it. If the heart is not ready for the word, that word is just going to fall on stony ground. It's going to fall by the wayside. But if the heart is right, the word will fall on good ground and it'll produce fruit. Numbers, let me get to my scriptures before I get on a whole nother message. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 3. Brother Isaiah, can I get you to read for me tonight, please? Start at verse 3. Okay, stop right there. Also, turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 5. And we're going to read one verse here, Luke chapter 5. And I'll read verse 5, Luke chapter 5 and verse 5. Do you have it? Well, I start at verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Listen to this. Nevertheless, what? At thy word. At thy word, I will let down the net. And Simon answered and said unto him, we have toiled how long? Not just one time. He didn't say we just started trying to fish. He said, we've been doing this all night long. We know, how to fish. This is what we grew up doing. This is our profession. So we know where the fish bite at. He said, we know that if we go over here to this part of the sea, normally we'll catch some bass. Or go over here, there's crappie over here. We know this. We know where to go. He said, and we've been doing this all our life, and we've been doing this all night. So you telling me to launch out into the deep after we've been doing this all night? He said, but nevertheless, at your word, I'll go ahead and try one more time. Because you said to do it, I'm going to do it. The Lord began to deal with me on the other night when I was thinking concerning these scriptures. He said, look at the response that Peter had to the word of the Lord. His response was, if you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. If you speak it, I'm going to believe it. And my actions are going to be actions of faith. I know there shouldn't be any fish here. I know it shouldn't be a great drought of fish coming in, but I believe what you said. I believe if you told me to launch out, there's going to be something getting ready to happen. And saints, let me tell y'all something. It don't have to look like it right now. It don't have to look like revival right now. It don't have to look like a miracle is going to happen right now. It don't have to look like Sister Alex deliverance is going to happen right now. But if God said it's going to happen, you can bank on it. If God said he's going to turn it around, you can bank on it. It don't have to look like it with the natural eyes, but if the word of the Lord comes forth that says, I'm getting ready to heal, I'm getting ready to deliver, I'm going to work a miracle, just say, Lord, at your word. Nevertheless, at your word, you said you're going to do it. And let me tell you something else. Everybody don't have to be on board with it. Everybody don't have to co-sign with you and say, oh, I believe you, sister so-and-so. I believe you, brother so-and-so. It's going to happen. Well, I don't care if you don't believe or not. See, though, this is the problem. We wait for everybody else to get on board. But what did God tell you? It's not what everybody, because see, God might not have told them the same thing he told you. But if God told you something, you stand flat foot on what God told you. And it might be contrary to popular opinion. It might be contrary to what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is saying. But I dare you to go ahead and say, Lord, nevertheless, because you said do it, I'm going to go ahead and do what you said. And watch God change things and turn things around for you. And when he turns it around for you, watch everybody else get on board.
You know, people got that bad when they doubt when you say it, but when it happened, all of a sudden everybody want to buy a ticket. Everybody want to get on the train bound for glory. And I don't mind you getting on this train. It's all right. But I know God getting ready to send revival. I know God getting ready to move by his spirit. God going to bring people in from the north to south, the east to west. And guess what? Some of your children and some of your relatives are going to be among those that God said he going to bring in. Why? Because God gave you a promise and God gave me a promise. And the Bible said in 1 Kings 8:56, my sister, not one word of God's good promises has ever failed. So that means if God said it, he gonna do it. If God's spoken, he's gonna make it good, Sister Rachel. So just stand on what God told you. I believe God. I believe God tonight. Hallelujah. I believe God. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Numbers, as we were reading how Joshua and Caleb and y'all, that story is familiar to all of us. The Lord told Moses, send out some spies, one captain from each tribe. And he sent out these spies, and the Bible said 10 of them came back with an evil report. You always going to have some naysayers. You always going to have people that don't believe like you believe. You might as well get used to that. You're going to have people that are in the doubting corner. They're saying, it ain't going to happen like that. It's too late. They're going to die. The doctor said, or the lawyer said, or look at the brother and the sister said, the preacher said. No, what did God say? That's what matters. And the Bible said that he sent out 12 of them. 10 came back with a bad report, but there was two men, Joshua and Caleb. You're going to always be among the minority. People that have real bona fide faith will always be among the minority. You're not going to have everybody on the same boat believing the same thing. That's not going to ever happen. You're going to always have, there's going to be a certain amount of people that's standing on the word of God, but the majority are going to be saying, it ain't going to happen. I don't see that happening. But see, they don't have the vision that the faith ones have. Those that have faith, they're not walking by what they see with their natural eyes, but they're walking by faith and not by sight. And when you walk by faith, your response is, I believe God in spite of what it looks like. Joshua and Caleb said, look here. If the Lord delighted us, we could take the land. If the Lord delighted us, we could take Wentzville. If the Lord, it don't matter. You say, well, it's just a few of us here. Don't you know the Bible said in the book of Acts, there was just a few of them coming to the city. And the Bible said, these that have come to the city have turned it upside down. It was just a few that came in, but they turned things upside down. I'm already believing that all Southern Illinois is going to be turned upside down by some people coming out of Road to Life Church. What y'all think about these people here in Wentzville? It don't matter what everybody else is saying, what they believe. I believe if we pray it here at this church, a revival could break out. What is the church name? Revival Center. That means we need to live true to the name of this church. A revival has to happen here at this church. I believe God. Listen, so the Bible said, oh, it's going to happen, brother. It's going to happen. Why? The word of the Lord is on this house. It isn't that the word of the Lord didn't just come on this house a year, 2 years ago. But when Pastor Celeste Davis took over this church was raised up under her leadership. God gave her a word. And that word ain't the word of a man. And let me tell y'all something. Like the Lord told me about Road to Life Church. He said, it ain't got nothing to do with you, son. He said, it's got to do with me, my word. He said, I place my word in that house. And he said, if I remove you, I raise up somebody else. And the job will get done. And let me tell y'all something. If God got to send a child in this house, he'll raise up a child. And God will use a child to bring revival. Because God told Celeste Davis, a revival is going to break out here. That's why God gave her that name. A revival is going to break out in this church. And you might say, I don't see it. Well, wait till they start flooding in. You better get on board. God will push you on out and let somebody else testify in your place. Because God going to have it his way. God going to get the job done. We can sit there like bumps on the log all we want and just, woe is me. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, this is happening to me. But think about all the good things God has done for you. Look back over your life. Time after time, God has spared your life. Time after time, God has brought you out of the hospital. Time after time, he's turned things around for you.
Somebody shout, God's been good to me.
God's been good to all of us. I heard my sister saying that. She said, everybody, you need to raise your hand because God's been good to everybody. I don't care how young, how old, where you at in your life, God's been good to you. Like the song said, all of my good days, I wait my bad day. I won't complain. And I know I got to go through some trials. I know I got to go through some tests. I know I got to go through some situations that might break my heart, but I know this, I'm still going to respond with, God, you still good. I'm still going to respond with the response of faith that, God, you going to do what you say, because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. So if you're in any affliction right now, just get ready for the next part. God going to deliver you. That's what's getting ready to happen, and that's my response. I base my response on what he said. See, you don't base your response on, oh, the pain is gone now. Oh, now I can go testify. You know, people's response is based upon, oh, the check is in the mail. Oh, I'm going to testify. But just last week, you was, oh, Lord, how are we going to make it? What's going to happen next? We ain't going to be able to get out of this one. We ain't going to be able to make it. But the check come in, all of a sudden, now you want to be the best testifier ever. You want to, everybody, look what happened. That ain't real faith. Real faith is coming to church while the bills are still due. While you don't see nothing happen. Real faith says, Lord, going to do it. He going to make a way. And I'm going to testify about it, that God is good. While the pain is still in my body, I'm going to testify that he is a miracle worker, and he going to take this pain out of my body. He gonna deliver me. While the kids are acting up, God promised me he's gonna bring my children in. For every promise belongs to me. He said, not one word of them has ever failed. The promise is unto you, 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 and you, and your children, and them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God should call. So yeah, they out there acting up, but somebody need to praise God right now. Somebody need to praise God while they're acting up. Don't wait for them to come in here, but praise God right now. I dare you to say, God, I know what you're going to do. I'm going to praise you right now. I'm going to praise you in the midst of the valley, in the midst of my circumstance. I am going to praise you. Hallelujah. That's a response of faith. You don't let the preacher get up here and preach himself, tell you about to pass out. You look at it. Help me preach. You ain't gonna move me tonight, I promise you. I don't care who it is, the song leader. They raise your hand. Give God some praise. I just don't feel it. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel it. God, he ain't moving me. He can't move me, really. But God, he ain't moving me to do it. So I'm just going to sit here and just sit here till I die. But the leper said, why sit we here until we die? You got to give God a praise. And right where you at, how you feeling, I don't care. The Bible says, offer up a sacrifice of praise as the fruit of your lips. You offer praise. What, Lord, help me, Lord. Psalm says, what shall I render unto God for all of his goodness toward me? I will render unto him the calves of my lips. I will give him a sacrifice while I'm going through my situation. You know that sacrifice is, I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I'm going through. But thanks be to God that given me the victory through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to still praise him. See, that's when things happen for people. See, people that sit around and say, I'm just going to wait till it happened. Then I'm going to praise God. Mother Leah, she's going to be with the Lord. But she used to tell us, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout right now. I dare somebody give God a shout of praise right now. Glory. Somebody shout glory. Glory. Hey, God. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. See, your response is the vehicle that brings your miracle. Your response of faith. See, God already done it. He already gave it to you. When Jesus hung there on the cross, said, "It is finished," everything that you need has already been afforded to you. If you think you're doing something to bring it to pass, you're sadly mistaken. He already done that. You can't do no more than what he done. He gave his life as a ransom for us. What you're doing is just saying, "Lord, I'm responding to what you've already done." My response of faith is based on what you've already given me. And that response is the vehicle that brings it to you. Do you remember in the book of Matthew, I believe? Luke, he said he took them as far as to the Mount of Olives. This is before they went on into the upper room. And he blessed them. In another gospel, Brother Al, he said he took them to that place and he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." That's before they went in the upper room. He had already given them that. It had already been spoken over them. But they went in the upper room and began to pray and praise the Lord to bring to pass what he already said. He had already told them, "Receive." God help me. He already told you, "Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle." He's already breathing on you. Right now, he's breathing on you. He's breathing on me. But we got to say, "Lord, my faith is going to bring it to pass." You notice what they done. The Bible said, he said, now, he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." No tongues came. Nothing happened at that time. But he had already given it to him. But then he said, "Now I need some action, some faith. Go ye and tarry in the upper room until you be endued with power from on high." So they had to have action of faith. Faith without works is dead. The Bible said in Samuel, by God, actions are weighed. You got to put some action with your faith. You got to say, "Lord, okay, you said it. I'm going to step on out there. I'm going to go ahead and do what you said do." See, that's what real faith is. Real faith is not sitting there saying, "Lord, I'm waiting for you to do something. I'm waiting for you." No, if you believe it, step on out. Step on out. The Bible said when Jesus came walking on the water, Peter said, "Is that you, Lord?" He said, "If it be you, bid me come." And the Lord said, "Peter, come." And Peter looked at everybody else. He said, "Boys, it's my time." He said, "Y'all can stay here if you want to, but I'm going to step on out. I dare you to tell the Lord I'm stepping on out. Everybody else, they can sit there if they want to, but it's my time. It's my time to get a miracle. It's my time." Somebody point to yourself and say, "It's my time." So if it's my time, I got to take some steps of faith. I got to step in a faith way. See, you're not walking by what you see with your natural eye. You're not walking by what you could feel, what you could hear naturally. You're walking by that sense of faith that God has given us. And that's what you step out on. How many know God is real? Has God proven himself to be real to you? He's never failed not one of us. He's never not done for you what he said he would do. So why not just step on out there and say, "Okay, God, you said it. I'm going to go ahead and test this water out. I'm going to go ahead and test this water out then, Lord." Oh, the devil going to tell you, "Don't lay hands on it. I'm going to test this water out.
You said a miracle going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and get my oil. Go ahead and lay hands on them. Like you said, lay hands on the sick. In the book of Mark, he said, these signs shall be from them that believe. He said, all these signs shall come to you if you believe. He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, I'm going to go ahead and test that out, Lord, because you said a believer. I'm a believer. Any believers here in the house says, I'm a believer. I don't have to be a pastor. I don't have to be a bishop or an apostle. I'm a believer. These signs shall follow them that believe. And if you believe, you got power to lay hands on the sick. The devil make you feel like, oh no, don't you try that. Don't you, it ain't nothing going to happen to you because you're not the pastor. You're not the bishop. You're not the apostle. No, but I'm a child of the king. I'm a child of the king. And he said, behold, I give unto you power. Praise the Lord. Give me Acts real quick. Acts. Lord, I love you. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Give me that, Brother Isaiah 47. Acts chapter 13. 47. Hallelujah. Well, I had to say it. I'm sorry. I felt something in my belly. Alex, boy, she started. I felt it. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, just talking to me up here, Sister Bonetta. God bless you. Thank you for being here. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to move, y'all. I hear the Lord telling me I'm getting ready to, hey, good God from a burning bush. I hear the Lord telling me I'm getting ready to move for my people. Good God Almighty. He says, respond to it. Hallelujah. God getting ready to turn this thing all the way around, Brother Al. I'm talking all the way around. The devil that had his way long enough. I know the Bible said the thief coming not before to kill, steal, and destroy. But what's the next part of it? But I have come. I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. That's what's coming to us now. The abundant life of Christ. You don't think the devil gonna have his way? No, the Lord rules. We just sang the song. Are we just singing it because it sounds good? No, my God reigns. I said, my God reigns over everything. Over my children, over my wife, husband, over my house, circumstances, my money. He reigns over everything. My God reigns. Tell you something. There ain't a situation, I'm going to get to the scripture, I'm sorry. There ain't a situation that God can't change. I told the people, and I've told this testimony here before, I owed the city $16,000 because we had a TIF grant and we got out of our business too soon. So they said, you owe us $16,000. Some of y'all didn't have testimonies just like this, showing you that God reigns. See, they said, you got to pay this. They put our name in the paper. I went to work to find out that my name was in the paper. The people on my job said, you owe us. You look at your name, David Richardson. That. They didn't say pastor, but I know they wanted to say it. Pastor David Richardson, you owe. So I looked, I said, Lord, now, I owe the city $16,000. I said, like my dad said, God, if I owe the city, you owe the city. If I'm in trouble, you in trouble. If I'm in the hospital, you in the hospital. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou, you are with me. Wherever you're going through, believe me, you, God is with you. Or believe you, me. God is with you in your circumstances. So I said, Lord, you, this is your bill too. I said, you You the one said the cattle on the thousand hills is yours. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You the one said, our God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You the one told us you're going to take care of us. Well, Lord, you're going to have to show yourself here. I'm believing you. I'm standing on your promises. So I said, Lord, I tell you what, give me favor with the city. I don't want to pay $16,000. I want to break it down in payments of $400 a month. I said, you give me favor with them to where I can make it so they won't embarrass me. I said, when I go in there, when I talk to them, I want you to them to say to me, okay, you can pay $400. I went in there with faith that he was going to change their mind. So when I got in there, Brother Al, a man walked out named Gary Stevenson. He was a city councilman. He walked out. He said, David. I said, hey, Mr. Stevenson, how you doing? He said, what do you need? I said, well, you know that I owe y'all $16,000. I said, and what I want to do is I want to pay that off at $400 a month. He said, what $16,000? What are you talking about? I said, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. You helped him put that in the papers. I said, you know that I owe 60. I said, I want to pay that. He said, I said, what's $16,000? And I'm steady trying to make myself have to pay. He said it one more time. He said it firm. He said, I said, what's $16,000? He said, go home. You don't owe us anything. Y'all don't hear me. He said, go home. You don't owe us a thing. You know what God did? He exceeded my expectation. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, by the power that worketh in us. He eliminated that. The total debt just wiped it out. He's done that for me more than once. I owed Fannie Mae, Sally Mae, one of them, whatever the government is, they pay you money to go to school. I owed them $17,000. I had owed them that, Sister Manetta, from long time, since I was young. And about 3 years ago, everybody was getting financial miracles. Church said, oh, God bless you with this. And I'm prophesying, God gonna bless you. They get a blessing. God gonna give you a house. God gave me that house you told me. God gonna give you a job. God gave me that job. You just said, God showed you. I said, Lord, you're showing everybody else something. I said, everybody else getting shown money and getting a blessing, and I'm walking around here and I owe them $17,000. I said, what that look like? They get a whole house, a whole job, and I can't get this $17,000. I said, Jesus, something wrong here. I said, I need a blessing. So, you know, I prayed that. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I responded with, Lord, I know you're going to do it. And so time went by. And one day I went to the post office like I normally do. I went to check the mail. Opened the mailbox. All of a sudden, I pulled out a check or an envelope, and it looked like a check was in there. I was like, Lord, this looked like a check. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe I overpaid on the insurance, $100 or something like that. So opened it up and said, it had a government seal on it. What in the world? And it said $7,000. I looked, I said, the government that gave me $7,000? They need to give us some money. I said, the government gave me $7,000. I said, what is this? You know what it was? They said, we have paid off your debt, and this is the overage. So, good God Almighty. He said, I ain't going to just pay it off, but I'm going to make them give you some money. He said, I'm going to make them pay you. And that's what had y'all. People might think that's a lie. I don't care what you, what if some don't believe? That don't make the word of God of none effect. Let God be true and every man a liar. And if God did it for me, I know he can do it for you. He paid it off. So this is the God we serve. But my response was always one of praise. And I try to always check myself, even now. Watch what I say. Watch how I respond when I hear preaching. Watch how I respond when I hear other people testify. I don't sit there with a jealous attitude of, here she goes again. She's up again giving God praise. She's just overboard with it. Would you hurry up, please? You know, you ever see people sitting in the pew like that on the chair? You looking at them like they got an old bad attitude because you done sung one extra song. Or you gave a little bit more praise to God. Well, you need to just get up and give God praise yourself. The Bible said, rejoice with them that rejoice. So I'm careful when I hear people testify and I can feel the Spirit of the Lord in their testimony. I'm careful to rejoice with them. You know why? Because I'm next in line for a miracle. Because I'm next in line for a breakthrough. And my response of faith when I hear the word of God is what's going to bring it to pass for me. Acts, real quick. I ain't going to hold you much longer. Acts chapter. Do y'all believe this tonight? Acts chapter 13 and 47. Brother Isaiah, help me. Uh-huh. Notice this. The Bible said, and so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, he said this. The Lord gave the man of God a word to say what thus saith the Lord, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when they heard it, they were what? They were glad. They just sit there like, well, that's them. They ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be me. I just know, you know, I just want to go to heaven one day. I just hope I make it. No, the Bible said they were glad. He comes into them that are of a glad heart. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. We can't hear the word of the Lord and not be glad about it. I'm glad when I read the scripture to the Lord talking well of me, telling me who I am. Ain't that something when God send this love letter out to you and start talking to you about who he called you to be? You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. When God tell you who you are, that should make you want to square your shoulders, lift your head up and walk into the place and say, I run this. Yes, I do. Why? Because God is with me. See, I didn't get no good amen on that. Don't you know? The reason this world ain't destroyed yet is because of you. Amen. That's right. People don't believe that. All you got to do is read when the Bible told the Lord came to Abraham and he said, Lord, if there be 10 righteous, the Lord said, okay, Abraham. He started scaling it on down because that showed that if it wasn't righteous people in that place, I would destroy it. Many times, even on your job, the reason things go well is because you on the job. They don't have to know that. You don't have to be walking around with a big old sign on your back saying, it's going well because of me. But the truth is the light. God blesses a place because the blessing is there in you. He told the man of God, every place the sole of your feet shall tread, Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless it. He told Lot, Abraham told Lot, okay, Lot, y'all getting too big? We done got too big. We all blessed. He said, so Lot, you look out there and you pick out where you want to go. You pick it out first. And Lot looked, he said, oh, man, he said, I'm going towards Sodom. He said, the Bible said, because it looked like the land of Eden, the Garden of Eden. It looked so prosperous that way. You know why Abraham said, go ahead, you pick first. Because Abraham knew the blessing ain't in the land. It's in me. He said, where I step, the land is blessed. Listen, hallelujah. It's the truth. Look at what happened when, who was it? Jacob? When he went to Laban? Bible said, every time Laban said, wait a minute, I perceive something. That there's a blessing on you before you came here. Wasn't none growing right. But since you got here, everything is blessed, man. Because the blessing was in him. And if the blessing is in Jacob, where is it at? Somebody need to shout, it's in me. It's in me. The blessing is in me. I carry a blessing. I didn't come here to Winsfield just to say that I'm coming to Winsfield. I'm bringing a blessing to you. I'm bringing a blessing. Y'all didn't come here tonight to say we just came to church. No, you brought a blessing to the house of God. And if we all get together, understand, ain't no telling what God will do for us. You are a blessing. Okay, let me. The Lord don't distract me again. Okay. Listen. He said, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. And what else did they do? They glorified what? They gave glory to the word. Thank you for your word. You know what? Every time after Brother Al and Sister Brittany preach, every time somebody need to be saying, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. We give glory to the word of the Lord. Thank you for the word. Every time somebody get up and God give them a word for this house, thank you for your word. We need to give glory to God for the word. This response is what brings to pass a miracle. Read on. Uh-huh. See what happened? Because they gave glory to the word of the Lord, they were glad. Look at what happened. And the word of the Lord was what? Published throughout the whole region. If you want a miracle, if you want God to move throughout your household, if you want God to move throughout your neighborhood, if you want God to move throughout your city, he said, start giving glory to God for the word. He said, watch the word be published throughout the whole region. I'm here to tell you, ain't nothing that God can't do. You say, well, God can't move all through. Let me tell you something. God can move not just through Winsfield, St. Peter's, and all the everything around here can be touched just from this house. Don't you know any great move of God just started with a small work? But people gave glory to God. Let me read you a few more scriptures and I'm going to let you go. Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. Before we go there, let's go to Acts, back to Acts 26. Then we'll go to Nehemiah and I'll finish up. Give me Acts chapter 26 and verse 27. Uh-huh. I think some people are like this. That's why I read this. You preach real good. You almost made me believe I was going to get healed. You almost. You was real close to making me believe my children was going to be saved. You had me. Just when that service was real high. When it got a little high, you almost made me believe that God was going to pay my bills off too. But I just can't believe that. He said, you almost persuaded me. Paul must have been doing some good preaching. He was doing his best to try to sway them, but he said, you almost got me. But we don't need to be like that. We don't need to almost be there. See, you see the contingency. The word come to you, but it's up to you to say, Lord, I receive it. I believe that. I take that. Lest you leave the church and say, well, I almost got it tonight. Almost. Nehemiah. Thank you, Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, and start at verse 5. Uh-huh. Listen, I'm not asking y'all to stand up, but this is the reverence and the honor that they gave the word of the Lord. The Bible said he didn't even say anything yet. All he did was open the book and everybody. You know why? They knew who was in the building. Uh-huh. See, sometimes we don't recognize who's in the building.
Oh, that's just Pastor David. That's Brother Al. That's sister. No, Jesus is in the building. When he walks in, it's time to give him reverence. And see, we give more reverence to man. I know y'all don't like Donald Trump. I mean, I know. I already know. I ain't got nothing against him. I think either side, we just need help. All of them. All of them. If you, anybody who sit in that seat, they're going to become corrupt anyway, because the seat is corrupt. But if he was to walk in here tonight, I would guarantee most of us would stand up in reverence to the position. Or your man, Barack. I give you. If Barack walked in here, oh, yeah. Oh, that's Barack Obama. Or Michelle. You give reverence and honor to that, and listen, rightfully so. They should be esteemed because of their position. How much more should we esteem the Lord? But oh my goodness, the Lord come in the house. The Lord come in the house, you're not moving me. I'm not giving no honor, no reverence. I'm not, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not telling you have to stand up. But at some point, there should be a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, when the preacher preaches, there should be an amen. Amen. You know what amen means? So be it. That means so be it, Brother Isaiah. That's what we're talking about here. What's your response to it? The word of God. There should be an amen. Thank you, Jesus. Listen here. When he opened the book, in the sight of all the people, what happened? All the people stood up. Read on. Listen. Do you think Ezra was up there?
And I believe, I know he will. I know he will. Can I get an amen? Can I get a witness in this house? Somebody shout amen. Or slap your neighbor high five and tell him God will take care of you. I know he will.
You know, that's what get people excited. You know Ezra wasn't doing all that. But my God, get a Hammond organ in here and let people do that. Oh, good God Almighty. Ezra, all he did was bless the Lord, the great God. Just like what Sister Brittany just said. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It was a sincerity. I could just see him saying, you're blessed, oh God. Thank you for your greatness and your goodness toward us, Lord. He was just blessing the Lord. And the Bible said the people responded, amen, amen, with lifting up of their hands. That should be our response. Amen, Lord. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to deliver. Amen. I know you're going to turn this thing around. Amen. I lift up my hands to you. I give you praise for what you're about to do. I thank you for it. I appreciate you for it. Amen. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm done tonight. What is your faith response? I know things are bad, but we got a God that sits high and looks low that can change any situation. There's nothing too hard for him. He asked Sarah, is anything too hard? He asked Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? It don't matter what it looks like. God said there's nothing impossible with him. But there is a contingency. How are we responding? My faith has to show itself. You know what? Grace is given. The Bible says in Titus, for the grace of God which bringeth salvation has appeared unto every man, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we might live soberly and godly in this present world. So grace has been given through Christ Jesus.
The Bible said in 1 John, or John 1, chapter 1, that he came and brought grace to us. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He brought grace to us, and through that grace, it afforded us the opportunity to be saved, healed, delivered. But that's his response to us. Our response back to him is one of faith. Grace came before we respond. So I'm responding based upon what he's already done. And when I respond by faith with an amen, thank you, Jesus, God gonna move. He got to move. Give the Lord another hand clap. I'm done. Praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on, just for a few seconds, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Come on, somebody let the Lord know, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it, Jesus. Lord, you said it, I believe it. I stand on your promise. I stand on your word. I know you're going to do it, Jesus. I thank you even now for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. We thank God tonight. Thank you for your listening ear. I pray I said something to encourage your heart. And that's my endeavor. I believe God wants us to be encouraged to believe him, that he's going to do all that he said he's going to do for us. Anybody need prayer tonight? I'll touch and agree with you. If not, we're going to let you go. Anyone need prayer? Praise the Lord. Okay. We'll just touch and agree with you. Everybody stretch your hands this way. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I know this man of God believes you for a miracle. And Lord, we are doing what your word says. Lord, you said if any two touch and agree on anything we have need of on this earth, we can have it from our Father which is in heaven. We believe you, Lord. God, touch this young boy. Grant a miracle, Lord. Prove yourself. Confirm your word here tonight. God, we stand in faith. We're not standing, Lord, in doubt. We stand in faith, believing you to turn this thing around, Lord. Dumbfound the doctors, the nurses, and everyone around. Let it be known, God, that you walked in the place. Let it be known, God, that you've done the work, Lord. Go to his bedside even now and work a miracle. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody give God praise for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. I'm just going to pray a mass prayer for you. God, everyone here, I know there's needs in this house. God, as you lead me to, Lord, maybe tomorrow night or lead me to minister to someone, I will, but I don't want to overstep. God, I'm asking you just to move, Lord, for every situation. Someone needs a healing, a deliverance in their body, God, in their mind, Lord, going through, Lord, a mental struggle. God, someone here, Lord, may be struggling even in their salvation. Lord, feel like they've taken steps backwards instead of going forward. God, I'm asking you right now to lift up a standard here. God, move by your power, Lord. Oh, God, let this be a revival that lives are changed and transformed. God, that we're strengthened, Lord, through this revival. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, show yourself here, Lord. God, we give you praise for what you're about to do. We give you praise for what you're about to do, Lord. We give you praise for what you're about to do, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God. Holy God, Lord, all things are possible by you. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. I'm done. Into the hands of Brother Al tonight.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise, y'all. I mean, he...
Just thank God for this revival. We thank God for him coming. Thank God for him being faithful.
Thank God for just using him. Thank God for just him pouring out into our spirit. Amen. We appreciate the man of God. Now we're going to give. Freely we receive. Freely we give. Amen. We'll take up an offering for our brother tonight for those that won't be here tomorrow and Sunday. Amen. So you may come. If you're writing a check, David Richardson. Huh? Okay. If you're writing a check, David Richardson is. Yeah. Thank God for my brother Pete. Come out tonight. Minister Pete. Sister Manetta, thank you for coming out. Sister Willamay, thank you for coming out. I know y'all was blessed. I was truly blessed. I mean truly blessed. I mean, man, there that word is again. You know, it's the word. That is so true. It's how you respond to the word. Because I got a word. I think you was with me over there at his church. Me, you, we had a man's meeting over there. And Apostle Ford was ministering. And he gave this testimony about how his intestines had come out. You know, he went to the hospital and stayed there for, you know, until the Lord blessed him and healed him. So he had three debts he had to pay. And he went to the first debt, first place, to pay his debt. And a woman looked at him and said, Ford, you already paid this. He said, I can pay this. He said, yes, you did. You paid it. So he went to the second one. Same lady, said the same thing. Now, you know you paid this already. You just left her. You know, the church was full. I don't know how many people believe that word. You know, it sounds impossible. And the third lady said the same thing. You already paid this. And he said he walked away wondering, how did this happen? And he said the Spirit of the Lord came to him and said, be careful how you entertain strangers. But some have entertained angels unaware. You know, I believe the word. I mean, it sounds, it seems, it looks impossible. But I'm telling you right now, we're facing some impossible things today. Amen. But God. At his word, I'm going to stand on his word and believe that he is. Amen. And he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So, man, I know y'all was blessed tonight. I know the devil probably tried to keep you at home. Try to give you an excuse. Well, I ain't hardly nobody going to be there. You know, when we started off this morning, I mean, this evening, me, Derek, and Brittany was here. I'm walking. I said, Lord, fill this place. Lord, fill this place. Bring them out. Bring them across. Bring them from across the street. Bring them from around the corner. Bring them, Lord. God going to bring these people, and God keep telling us that this house is going to be filled because of the word that's on this house. Amen. So give God one more great big clap offering. We're going to bless this. We're going to bless this. Go ahead, brother. Take your time. I feel He's showing up. He's answering prayer. He's doing things in a quick way now. Amen. God is moving for his people. Amen. Has everybody had a chance to give tonight? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for all those that gave, Lord God, that came out tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you would bless them, Father. Bless the ones that gave, Father God, the ones that didn't have to give, God. We ask that you would bless them anyway, Father. Now, God, we ask that you continue, God, to bless this house, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you have brought, God, to this house. We thank you for the word that's on this house, Lord. We ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give God one more praise off him and give this mic to Brother David so he can dismiss us.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the testimony from my brother. God is good, isn't he? Well, you can stand to your feet. We're going to be dismissed with a word of prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that has transpired here in this service. We thank you for the listening ear and all the word that went forth and all that you've done, Lord. God, help us to give the most earnest heed to what was spoken tonight. Lord, don't let it slip away as we go home to our separate places. Lord, help us to meditate on the word, Lord, even to study it out even the more. And let it be rooted in us, Lord, that we might live by it. God, we ask you, Lord, as we leave this place, but never from your presence, keep us hid behind your cross, covered in your blood. Keep your hands of mercy upon us until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.